This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golick.
Let me tell you, the likelihood of your participating in our next show just went from probable to doubtful.
Gotta tell you, you look a little flushed, big man. What's the problem?
You overruled my trade in our fantasy football league.
Well, Golick, that is my right as commissioner of Fantasyville.
But there was absolutely nothing wrong with that trade.
Nothing wrong? Golick, I cannot let you trade away a top five running back for six packs of Johnsonville sausage, especially when you're still in the playoff hunt.
Why not? If I win the league and win the cash, what am I going to buy with my winnings?
Let me take one guess. Johnsonville sausage?
That's right, my overly prim friend. This way, I guarantee plenty of juicy Johnsonville brats and Italian sausages with the perfect blend of spices will be sizzling on my grill while the season is still going on.
Give it credit, you actually thought this through.
What? You thought I was just surrendering to the cravings of a fat man?
No comment. Trade approved. Take your game day party from good to great with juicy Johnsonville sausage, made with only premium cuts of pork since 1945. Johnsonville sausage is all we do.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loper Link and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On the road again for our second Husker Lunch of 2010, and we've got football to talk about today with one game in the book, and that, of course, being Western Kentucky. We'll preview Idaho. Already got some folks that are interested in Washington and Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. We'll be joining us live in Shelton today. We're glad to be at the Motor Inn. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Daddy. I've never been in the Motor Inn this early in the day.
I will second that. You know, a lot of times on the way home from the horse track,
How about every time?
Well, yeah, we don't miss it much.
It's kind of a halfway point. So we love coming to the Motor Inn in Shelton. Always fun when we're here. And we're going to get a chance to have lunch today with all the fine Husker fans. And, of course, we'll be talking with Steve Sipple on the show today, and he will be here. Come out and join us at the Motor Inn, 12 noon today. Steve Sipple talking about what's going on with the Huskers and answering all your questions. That's what it's about. We're doing it every week. We're moving it around the Tri-Cities. Rare opportunity to be in Shelton today, so we're happy about that. Next week, we're going to be in Hastings at Hastings Keno. We're going to be back and forth in Grand Island and Kearney and all throughout the Tri-Cities as we continue our Husker Lunches every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show and throughout Central Nebraska. So we're looking forward to that. Sip's on his way here now. We'll talk to him towards the end of the show Wednesday. A couple of our normal segments. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report to talk about high school football, and we'll be talking about all that's going on there. What happened last week, I think the big story there, and we mentioned it yesterday, some of the long losing streaks that were snapped. It wasn't so much the winners of the big games. It was the guys that hadn't won in a while, and we'll touch on that again. Plus, our Loper Link segment coming up in just a little bit. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires is going to join us. Lopers off to a great weekend start. They have their home opener tonight against Augustana, the UNK Fall Classic Tournament coming in Friday and Saturday at the Health and Sports Center. Football team's out of town, so it's all volleyball and soccer. They're on a roll. The soccer team won again last night. UNK 1-0 in double overtime. Congratulations to Coach Munch and his crew, and we'll talk all about that. So that's all coming up. But again, on this Wednesday, still a lot of a Husker football talk.
Not long. You can say you doubled your win total from a year ago this early in the season, but they have done that. So congratulations. The exciting thing about today is if you pick up a Lincoln Journal star, you can read Sipple's 2 cents. Now, if you come to Shelton, you're going to get about 3.5 more cents. So it's really about a nickel and a half cents from Steve Sipple. That's what I'm excited. You know what? You bring up Bob Jensen, Doug, and we're bouncing around talking football. You mentioned the two losing streaks. You know what? The other head scratch, the other shocker, when we were watching games and watching scores come across the other night, has to be Hastings High. You watched them the first week, and you thought, oh, no. You know, boy, this team is expected to be better, weren't there. They faced their town rival in Adams Central. You really thought going into that game, well, you're looking at a 45-7 game. It's not going to be close. They led well into the fourth quarter there. I came up on the short end of that. But I think that could be a huge building block, even though it's a loss.
Same effort. This is what the coaches are probably preaching. You give me that same effort outside of a rivalry game.
The wins are going to come.
Football games. And it's a key one this week at Holdridge. Holdridge is one of those teams that should be just a little bit above 500, be a playoff team, but they have to go on the road. Can they get that same effort at Holdridge this week? That's one of them. And another one, Tony, as I look back, and we'll have to find out because you don't know and you hate to speculate, but sometimes those first games of the season, the kids did some things over the summer or last spring that they shouldn't have done, and they have to set out games, and you don't know who that affects. But how Hampton got beat 72-0 and is picked to win their district by Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, was probably the biggest head-scratcher, and I haven't talked to anybody from there. Maybe there's a backstory to that. Maybe there's not. One thing is that Giltner is still pretty good.
Yeah, continuing on that, you look at the scores from the first week. Elm Creek's another team leaves you scratching your head a little bit, although we do understand Dalton Meyer breaks all three ligaments in his knee, done for the year, and one of the really star quarterbacks. When you look at it from a throwing perspective, so he can drop back and fire the football around Central Nebraska, is Dalton Meyer. He's gone for the year, and that's very disappointing for Stan Wessel and his team.
Well, yeah, that's from week one to week two, because Axtell, they get thumped by an Arapa that has lost some key players. They turn around and they thump Elm Creek. Elm Creek lost on a last-second field goal to a Burwell team that's been outstanding the last few years on the road. So you just don't know. You can't put all your eggs into one basket in that first week, and that's why we like to pick our high school games from week to week to get those best matchups. And this is one where really you look this week and go, there's some head-scratchers out there. There's the normal rivalry games like our Overton-Axtell game and Kearney-Grand Island, but there could be. You always look for those new rivalry games out there. Phone lines are open, folks, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, we're live today at the Motor Inn in Shelton with our second Husker Lunch of 2010. Come out, hear from Steve Sipple at 12 noon. We'll be going till noon, and Sipple take over and take us on home from there. And that's going on today at the Motor Inn in Shelton. Every Wednesday we're somewhere with the Husker Lunch, and we can't wait to see Sip again.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, 2 cents in the paper, 3.5 cents once you get here. It's like getting a nickel and a half today.
We're going to be giving away some gift certificates, gift cards, gear, T-shirts, a lot more. Our Husker Lunches are brought to you by Complete Nutrition. Glad to have them on board here in 2010. When we come back, we're going to talk a little football, but it's our Loberling UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires is going to join us. Daddy, a couple other things out there. Let me ask you, because I always like watching live sports, and when it's early in the morning or at night, whenever, like late last night, there was still U.S. Open tennis on them. That's where I'm getting to. And I don't know why it was so late with Nadal. They tried to shove a lot, I think, into last night, a couple of women's matches and Nadal. He won in straight sets and was still playing at past 11 o'clock Central Time, midnight out there, which is a little ridiculous. You usually get those when you get those marathon five-setters or somebody right before that went that long. Do you watch that at all? I mean, is there any interest? I mean, outside of, would you even care that that tournament is still going on?
Once the Americans fall, and, you know, Andy Roddick seems to be our one American that we follow because I guess we consider him in some circles to be a Nebraska boy, but it seemed like more of a choke job. And once he falls out, I'll be honest, until I saw it on last night, I was like, oh, it's still going on. And that was my initial reaction. You know the U.S. Open this time of year, but it just doesn't headline the event, I think, like it used to. When you had the great matchups of the Mac, and, you know, when we were growing up, when you had you know, those guys, Borg and McEnroe and Lindell, and those guys beating each other's brains in the great matches, you know, that was tennis, and people look forward to following tennis. You don't have that right now. I think, you know, you've got two players, really, don't you? Two or three players, Nadal and Federer. And name the rest of them. I mean, really, from a casual sports fan,
the rest of them, you throw in a hat and somebody always pops out there. You've got your Davidenkos, you got your Soderlings, you've got some guys that are competitive but aren't quite household names yet. Another story that happened since yesterday, Kansas athletic director Lou Perkins has retired. He said in June he was going to retire at the end of next year. Now he's retiring this year. Ain't because he wants to, folks. Ain't because he wants to. Too many problems going on at Kansas, and boy, Daddy, is this mirroring what went on at Nebraska about 4 years ago. You get a new football coach, only they're doing it the other way around. Athletic director, of course, they had that a ticket scam that cost the school reportedly $3 million.
Yeah, and I think that's probably going to be Lou Perkins' downfall, the ticket scam that went on down there. You look at Lou Perkins, only 65 years old. You look at the pictures they're taking of him. He doesn't look like a day over 90. It's like George Bush before being president, George Bush after being president. About the last 3 years, this deal's really taken its toll, and they're under so much pressure, and it just didn't end well for Lou.
Hey, congratulations to Coach Bill Gavers. He is going into the Omaha Hall of Fame, the Omaha Public Schools Athletic Hall of Fame. This has only been started in 2006, and I mean, when it started just 5 years ago, you know, the big boys like where do you even start? Bounty Rogers, Gale Sayers, Dave Hoppin, Phil Cahoy, Johnny Goodman, Bob Gibson, Dave Remington, Greg Olson, Mortiz Ivey, those kind of people are the ones that are in, and Bill Gavers is among the eight that are going in. And Omaha Bryan.
Yes, sir.
Omaha Bryan.
See, that would have been a good Tuesday Troutman set, because I'm not sure who would have known that.
You know the mascot for Omaha Bryan?
The bear.
I believe, is that where Stuart J. Pospisil attended?
He's Benson.
Okay,
he's
Benson.
A bunny,
okay.
I believe.
But anyway, congratulations to Coach Gavers, and the official pairings and times are out for all the teams that are going to be playing in the Heartland Hoops Classic coming up this February at the Heartland Event Center. They added a game this year, so they start at 9 a.m. The final game is scheduled to tip off at 9:15, 8 in all, and the Tri-City is well represented. The first game of the day, Sandy Creek is going to play Centura. That'll be followed by Sutton playing Pierce. Then you've got Kearney Catholic against Archbishop Bergen. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to play an afternoon game this year against Milford. Ravenna, Boys Town. What do you think about that one?
Hey, you know what?
Ravenna Boys could be number one in C1 against number, or C2 against number one in B.
Hey, you know, some great competition, and Paul Bryan never been one to back down from it. So, you know, you lose that game, but, you know, big deal. You know, it's going to help you in the points race. That's a no-lose for Ravenna.
Then the evening session, Adams Central will play Gretna. Grand Island Central Catholic will play Norfolk Catholic. And this year, Grand Island Senior High is in, and they will play Ralston. So Ralston's back. You got Archbishop Bergen back. You got some of these schools. Shadron, obviously, not back this year, and probably a reason they're going to take a pretty significant drop-off. But the Heartland Event Center will be hosting the Hoop Classic the second Saturday again this year in February. So I'm glad to have those folks along with us. Don't forget all the guests on the Dung and Daddy Show, fed by Burger King with their new sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwich. Just $1 every morning. Maybe you want a burger for breakfast. It's okay, because their full menu is served all morning long. Breakfast at Burger King. Daddy, continuing to inquire about our ESPN Radio Make-A-Wish Foundation Golf Scramble coming up next Saturday, September 18th at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. You getting a team, or I think you told me you got something going on as usual. Oh, hold on, I get that.
Yeah, I know it.
but what's your excuse this time?
Well, my golf swing's won.
You dominated the Kearney Public Schools tournament.
I'll be honest with you, the people at Indian Head have asked that I not show up with my clubs. Their course is in great shape. They're looking forward to having a great tournament. But it should be, you know what, the deal is, one person in this tournament will putt for $10,000.
Exactly.
It's not like we're going to draw out of a hat and somebody might be or they might not. No, somebody here will make a putt. They will make a run at it for $10,000.
It's been done before. Maybe you're the next one to do it. There's a hole-in-one prizes on all the par threes, including a $10,000 hole-in-one, the $10,000 putt for cash just by being in the ESPN Radio Make-A-Wish four-person scramble Saturday, September 18th, 8:30 a.m. shotgun start. Means you're going to finish in plenty of time for the Husker kickoff. 40% of the purse goes to cash prizes for the top three teams in three flights. Top team members could win up to $150 per man in this four-person scramble. Young, Tech, and Golf Course, all this, 800-237-5577. We are live at the Motor Inn in Shelton, getting ready for our second Husker lunch of the year. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be our featured speaker this week, talking all things Huskers, answering your questions. Stop by, have lunch, and enjoy today's festivities here at the Motor Inn in Shelton. Sip's going to join us towards the end of the program. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. But when we return, it's our Overlink with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
The Chicken Coop doesn't mess around. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10, burger and fries for $5. Now that's any burger off the menu. That's any burger you want. 7-ounce ground chuck burger, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the
Totally Jack burger.
And tonight, it's just $5. If you've had their burgers, you know this is a great deal. If you haven't, don't miss this deal. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10 p.m., burger and fries for $5. The Chicken Coop. They don't mess around. Downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
Our hidden microphones have captured Doug and Daddy planning for their pick'em contest every Friday. This is what goes on in the great minds of football prognostication.
Everywhere I turn, football, football.
Why must you needlessly complicate everything?
So I should probably pee first?
Throw me a freaking bone here.
We're artists. Every Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can pick against these guys, and you might win a Toshiba laptop computer at the end of the season from ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. That'll be a cinch.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy conditions across the area throughout the day today, with a slight chance of a shower storm developing with highs of 77. Southeast winds increase to 10 to 20. There's a slight chance of a shower storm tonight with a low at 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
It's time for our UNK Loper Link, as we do every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by the College Store Lopers. They are there with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Now we're a couple, 3 weeks into classes, and you still figured out, oh, maybe I need a textbook. Well, not only get the ones that might be outlined a little bit, but they're the cheapest ones, guaranteed. Stop by and check them out at the College Store south of the UNK Health and Sports Center. You can even go online. Even if you're not a Loper student, you can get Loper gear, thecollegestore.com. And also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and we are pleased to be joined by the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Fresh off that tanning period down in Tampa, Florida, and also a great job on the volleyball court. Rick Squires joins us. Coach, welcome back to the studio, and welcome back to Nebraska.
Hey, it's good to be back. I'm going to quit complaining about Nebraska humidity, that's for sure.
It's been beautiful the last couple days. Coach, let's jump into it. I was surprised. Daddy, not surprised. I will throw my own foot under the bus here. The way the things ended last year and the way they started this year, something happened between the last match last year and the first match this year. What happened?
Well, I think in a lot of ways we've got a senior class that was as disappointed as anyone in the way things kind of fell apart last year at the end of the year. And, you know, a lot of that was transpiring before we even lost the two matches to end the season. We won a couple ugly, and practices were not going well. We just couldn't get the darn thing turned back in the right direction. So I think we've got a pretty focused group of seniors, and they kind of set the tone in the off season. I think they came in here in probably as good a physical condition as I've seen them in the 4 years they've been here. And I think some of our young kids are maybe a little better than we thought they were going to be, or at least they've made the adjustment a little quicker than we thought, and our chemistry's good, and you know, it seemed like we maybe had something going a week or so in, and then when we scrimmaged UNO, you know, I think we gained some confidence from that. So we've got a chance to be pretty good, and we're excited about it.
Coach, everybody wants to go to a tournament like that and come out and win all the matches, and you go down there and you can preach that. But even if you'd have split these deals, you had to be pretty, you know, if you're playing at a high level. But to go down there and go 3-1, Even that had to be beyond your expectations, didn't it?
Well, I think so. And you put that on the schedule, and the first thing you're hoping is, oh, geez, don't let us come back 0-4. And you want to at least get a win somewhere and be competitive. And, yeah, I mean, I think had we come back 2-2 and been competitive and played well, we would have certainly gained something from that and felt pretty good about our team. But going 3-1 and really feeling like the Tampa match was there for the taking. We had a game point in game one, and we were competitive all the way through. And I've been doing this a while at the Division II level, and I'm not sure there's anybody more talented out there than Tampa. I mean, they were unbelievably athletic, and our kids took them toe-to-toe, actually out-hit them. So we're feeling pretty good about things. We know we've still got some work to do, but it's exciting to think how good these girls could be.
Officials kind of job me in that one.
I wish I could say that, but they were awfully good. I'll tell you what happened is they had a jump server that, if you've seen Jordan Larson play and hit her jump serve, I mean, this kid brought it just like that. I mean, she just absolutely ripped a jump serve, and, you know, they were able to get 2 or 3 points in game five and get just enough of a gap, and that was all it took. So it was a good experience, played against all different types of teams, big teams, athletic teams, teams that ran really fast offenses, teams that just kind of laid it up there and hit it. So real good.
Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Humor me, coach, because I know how much coaches love to talk about rankings. But Loper's won 11 sets. The most you could have won is 12. You went 5 games with Tampa. If you would have beaten Tampa, do you think you would be the number one team in the country this morning?
I don't know that we would be, but I would feel like maybe we should be. It was a crazy weekend, and, you know, I think you had to come all the way down to 5 or 6 before somebody didn't lose, and some of those teams didn't play a tough schedule. So with all the things that happened, and I'm aware that Bernardino's awfully good, but for this time of the year, we were asking ourselves that question. I mean, what would have happened? We're not going to know, but I do think we've got a team that feels like at this stage we can compete with anybody on any given day. And you know, we've seen Concordia St. Paul. We didn't play them. They're awfully good, just like always, but, they're not invincible either. So I think we came back maybe as a team that believes, we've got as good a chance as anybody.
Coach, you mentioned your senior-laden team, and Jerry and Cole are such a big part of that. But a couple of young kids that really step up, Eric Kurlikowski, and then Ellie Pezzavento, I hope I'm not butchering that name, both really played well for you.
Well, they did, and we knew Ariel was going to be a nice addition when we got her last spring, and we tried like crazy to get her coming out of high school, and, you know, better a year late than never. And she's been a great impact. She's a go-to type hitter on the outside. She can block. She plays all the way around. And so that was, I think, something we expected from her. Ellie is probably playing at a little higher level than maybe we anticipated. I thought she had a chance to be really good. She's an experienced club player, played on a high-level high school team, won a state championship. And she has just been, she's playing like a college junior or senior. She just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. She's very smart. She's not afraid to take a big swing down the stretch. She blocks well. The kids love playing with her. She's been a great addition. And so is Katie Sokolowski, who we've asked to play some on the right side. She's putting up a big block over there. She gets some timely kills for us, plays in serve receive, passes some balls. And, it's, like I said, it's a good group. And we've got a couple kids on the bench who haven't played yet who we're really excited about. So that makes practices competitive, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our weekly Loper Link. I know you smiled inside after beating Grand Valley State, but let's move on to tonight with Augustana coming in to start this season off, the home portion of the season, and then you've got your fall classic this weekend. Talk about the upcoming homestand.
Well, you know, part of the reason, again, that we scheduled so difficult the first weekend is we thought, regardless of what happens down in Florida, we do have this nice home stretch coming up that, you know, even if it didn't go well, we'd have an opportunity here to kind of gain some momentum. So it went pretty well, and now here we are back at home. I think we're going to play well. We've got Augustana coming in here, traditionally strong program, who I think is athletic but a little bit young. I held over the weekend to go 1-3. They are a Northern Sun team. We're not going to take any chances overlooking them. But at home, you know, if we can get our legs back under us, we feel like we've got a chance to hopefully get something going in that match. And then the tournament here, you know, a little bit of everything again. We know Mesa State's got a nice group. RMAC team that will be playing in a non-RMAC match. St. Cloud, a regional team. So the St. Cloud and Augustana matches are important for regional rankings and so forth down the road. And don't know a whole lot at this stage about Quincy or Newman. I did see that Newman played UNO pretty tough in a sweep, but I think all the games went into the 20s. So it'll be great to be at home. I know our kids are excited about it, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people out here to come and watch. I really think this is one of the most exciting teams we've had. They make some unbelievable defenses. We got a lot of people who can hit the ball, and they're just having fun playing, and I think it shows if you're out there watching them.
Coach, we appreciate the time. I did it to the Loper coaches in football and the Bronco coaches. I'll give you a hell yeah, great weekend.
Thanks, Tony.
That is Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Loper Link brought to you every Wednesday by Russ Smith at Shatterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and by the College Store. 1420 West 24th, your textbooks, the cheapest guaranteed. Get your campus authentic gear as well at the College Store or go online, thecollegestore.com. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's our Big Red Lunch from the Motor Inn in Shelton. Steve Sipple coming up, Bob Jensen, all kinds of football talk. We'll be right back.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
Remember when life was simple? Well, sure, times have changed. So you try to make your life easier. What's unexpected is you'll get that help from a bank. At Platte Valley State Bank, we understand our customers' lives. That's why we offer simple checking products, online banking, extended hours, and phone banking. We know the more complicated life becomes, the more you'll appreciate banking with us. At Platte Valley State Bank, we'll save you time and make your banking easier.
Member FDIC.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price, guaranteed. Now hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $80 on a purchase of four. Plus save more on BF Goodrich, Michelin, and Bridgestone Dueler tires after mail-in rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy conditions across the area throughout the day today, with a slight chance of a shower storm developing with highs of 77. Southeast winds increase to 10 to 20. There's a slight chance of a shower storm tonight with a low at 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Sexy can I just pardon my manners? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're live at the Motor Inn in Shelton for our second Husker lunch of the year. Steve Mullican, Colonel Star, is going to be on hand. We'll talk to him in a minute. And then, of course, he'll be talking to the folks here. We've got lunch going on. We've got giveaways going on, not only from Complete Nutrition and the Doug and Daddy Show, but also some gift certificates right here from the Motor Inn. The food, you can already smell it. Got some folks here that are already enjoying it. Daddy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep you over here until the top of the hour.
There's a good chance you're not. You're going to have to handle simple by yourself. I'll be in that kitchen before you know it.
Well, week one of the football season in the books, which follows week zero. By now, every high school football team in the state has played at least one game. Some have played two in the smaller classes, like Lawrence Nelson. And talk about it every Wednesday, you know, we go to Central City, to the worldwide headquarters. Merritt, play that really cool open. Oh, Merritt didn't pull the open up today, I'll bet. Bob, Merritt, again, has been demoted. Bob Jensen joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show from a Husker Lad Pref Report, the worldwide leader in high school football in Nebraska. Bob, good morning to you, buddy.
Well, hi there, Douglas. Good day to you. You guys seem like you're in a pretty good place there. Football and food doesn't get much better than that.
Well, and we're geared up for tomorrow night's NFL game in the college, and you're exactly right. But as you say, Bob, we always seem to run out of time. Let's get right into high school football. There's some good, interesting games. I don't know how many marquee matchups like we had last week, but some interesting games. But we talked about it yesterday. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast today. The number one headline is some area teams and some teams across the state finally getting into that win column, snapping some long losing streaks. Ventura, Wilcox Hildreth, you mentioned Southern. I mean, schools that hadn't won in over two seasons. And boy, if you can get that win on the board early in the year, takes a lot of the pressure off of the coach's shoulders and really gives you something to look forward to.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, to me, and again, you know, there's winning happening every week, and it's nice to win in early September. They all count and all that sort of thing. But early in the year, you know, seeing a team get off the schneid and kind of get its feet under itself a little bit and maybe have a little hope, making it a little easier to go to practice, making it a little easier to, you know, put the work in, knowing that you know, got a chance to get something back out of it. As happy as I am for these kids, you know, with these, you know, ending these losing streaks, you know, the kids that went through those losing streaks and still showed up every day to work at practice, you know, they're probably as big of heroes as anybody we got scoring touchdowns on Friday night. I don't want to be too much of a Pollyanna about it, but, you know, like I say, there's only going to be six state champions this year, seven if you count six, man. Everybody else is playing for something else, and these guys got their win, got on the board, and, you know, you got a school like Omaha South that didn't necessarily have that long of a losing streak, but they'd won two games in 5 years. They won their first two games. And so, you know, it's just great to wake up and be a football player at schools like that after something like that.
Bob, I know a lot of these teams can be we haven't recognized them in so long. Centura gets a new head coach, and I know Cozad knew they were coming on some lean years. But to put up points in 32-14 victory, that had to be exciting for them. And a good coach comes from a good program that he built up in the northeastern part of the state.
Yeah, absolutely, Daddy. That's one of those deals where Greg Hansen is a coach with a resume. He comes to that job with 8 consecutive playoff appearances up at Stanton. He played for the 2004 state championship game. And, again, getting the kids' attention and getting them excited and then getting them to work, that's probably the steps you take before you get the kids to win. And I'm sure that Greg and his staff have found a way to do that. And, you know, does that mean the Centura is going to win state? Probably not. Cozad is not very good. They don't have very many seniors necessarily on their team, and it could be their best football players are freshmen right now. They've got a really good freshman class, so things do swing around. But for right now, Centura just wore them out. Bigger, stronger, more veteran team, and, they pulled away late in the game. And, yeah, you're right. It's one thing to break a losing streak and win 6-0 on a fumble return. It's another thing to score 32 points and do a lot of damage after halftime. And so that's a pretty emphatic victory for Centura. Where we go from here, it'll be interesting to see, because I think they've got another win or two in them before the year's over.
Bob, I've got to ask you about another score that we just scratched our heads all night about, the Hastings High Adams Central score, which going into that game, a lot of people would have said it had been 45-3, 45-7, and Hastings led that late into the fourth quarter. Could this be a turning point for Coach Rehbarger and his staff?
I hope so. You know, we all know how important football is in Hastings, not just to St. Cecilia and Adams Central. Hastings High's got a long tradition of good football. It's not been very good here lately. But the thing is that they came up with a real heroic effort the other night. You know, Jones and Rutt, those are good football players. You know, they can make things happen. Now, it didn't hurt Hastings any that Adams Central does have another game this week. And it may be, just maybe, that Adams Central is playing 2 games at one time. I'm sure that Coach Carlin wouldn't even want me to say that privately, to say nothing of on the radio. But, you know, it is a fact. They play Aurora this week. Hastings caught them at a good time, made them work for it. And, when things aren't going good, the last thing you really want to talk about is a moral victory. But let's face it, that was a moral victory for Hastings football. And now they've got a chance. You know, they know that they can go toe-to-toe with a team that's certainly top 10 in Class B. How much that helps them, it should be quite a bit, I would think.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Motor Inn in Shelton, where our second Husker lunch is going on. Come by and join us. Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal Star going to be chatting at noon. Bob, some other teams from the area. Gibbon goes up north, gets a win. Fullerton beats Palmer in a big reversal of what we had seen from those two programs the last handful of years. Axtell bounces back. But speaking of head-scratchers, is there a backstory to what happened between Giltner and Hampton the other night?
Well, not that I know of. I think what happened there, again, I don't want to go over old ground too much, but two things are true. One of them is that Giltner, all summer long, the feeling was that Giltner's offensive line could be even better than it was last year. Hampton took some big hits in the line, and when the thing got rolling, you know, Giltner just pulled away. I talked to somebody from Hampton last night, actually, about the game, and they said that it was real clear that the biggest difference between the two teams was in the line, at least on that night. Now, where Hampton goes from here, you know, that's going to be pretty tough to strap it back up and continue on. But, you know, they have their own history to fall back on. I mean, they're used to winning there, and that's 72-0. You're right. That's probably the most messed up thing I heard last Friday night. But it also speaks pretty highly to where Giltner's at. And I can't remember what their quarterback's name was like, but I'm sure he's doing well somewhere. They seem to be getting along just fine without him.
Couple other things to mention from last week before we move on. Loup City wins their first game as an 8-man school. Number 1 versus number 2 in the state wasn't much. Millard South blew out Millard West. Wood River, an easy win in the battle of the Garfield brothers, where a lot was made out of that. One of the key games last week, Central Catholic and St. Paul, turned out to be a very good football game. either Blue Hills down or Sutton's much better. That score surprised me, 15-14, and now they get St. Cecilia this week. And, of course, South Loop picks up a victory.
Well, without a doubt, you know, and it's a good thing those kids from Callaway got those kids from Arnold. That's all I can say. It clearly was all Arnold in that deal. Actually, South Loop, that is my beloved old hometown, in with Callaway Football Co-op. They've got some depth, and they've got some good athletes. I tell you what, their defensive secondary and offensive backfield, there's a little speed there. And I don't know. We'll find out a lot more this week. I mean, I don't think Ansley's going to be great this year like it has been so many years in the past. Loop City beat Myrna by 3. And I think, you know, Loop City, anytime you drop two classes, you got to have a chance to have some success. Myrna suffered some big losses. We'll see what happens when South Loop plays in this week. Of course, we're pulling for the Bobcats there to do something. But of all those games that you talked about, Duda, I was at the Millard West game, Millard West, Millard South. Millard South is just so much better than anybody else right now. They don't give away state championship trophies at Labor Day, but there's going to have to be a lot of making up done. And then that's allowing for Millard West maybe not being a real great starting team. They don't play great early. They play really good late. And the other thing, the thing about Fullerton, we don't get a chance to talk about Fullerton very much. Yeah, 28-point win over Palmer. Now, granted, Palmer lost two of the best players in the state on their team last year, two All-Staters. But the thing is that Fullerton dropped down from C2. Got a little transfer, a kid in from Albion, from Boone Central, by the name of Jace Willits. And Jace comes there with a background of being an all-district offensive lineman. They lined him up at running back, and he ran wild the other night. So, I don't know, Fullerton, I see Fullerton's rated in some places. They're 2-0. Big win over a playoff team. It'll be interesting to see where they go from here. But I know Coach Houghton has got a good team, and maybe more than that.
Bob, we look ahead towards this week. We look no further than Class A, Kearney and Grand Island meets.
Yeah, well, it's a great game. And, you know, the old saying, you know, throw out the record book. It don't matter all that. It really don't, though. I mean, these guys, they like to get it on. And Grand Island's got to win this sometime. They just do. And I don't know, you know, Omaha Bryan was a nice remedy for what was ailing Grand Island. That certainly had to help the Islanders a whole lot. It's clear that they can score some points. I mean, you score 79 points in two games. That's really good. That's what something Kearney struggled at. Kearney has struggled to put points on the board. The offense hasn't been real consistent, but the defense has been great. So you know, it's going to wind up being a good ball game. It'll be a touchdown either way. I don't know. I guess I'll keep picking Kearney until Grand Island wins it. But it'll be a good ball game, and it'll be interesting. It really will be interesting to see who winds up winning that thing.
And finally, with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to see Axtell Overton. You already mentioned Adams Central, Aurora. Statewide, Bob, you told me a couple of games you're going to keep your eye on. Creighton, Bloomfield, Wahoo, Syracuse. What sticks out about those games as far as a statewide perspective?
In a week where there aren't a whole lot, I mean, really, some of the best ball games are right under you guys' feet back there in the Kearney area, Central Nebraska area. But Bloomfield and Creighton, Bloomfield has the second longest playoff streak in state history. It's a good program. They were undefeated during the regular season last year, and they played Creighton. Creighton, a team that at one time had the state's longest losing streak, 58 games. They got a new coach about 8-9 years ago. His name's Jeff Jensen. He's built a winner there. And not only has he built a winner, they dropped from C2 down to D1. They're an 8-man now. We have them ranked second. We'll see what happens. You know, Creighton came out and got a win. Didn't overwhelm the first week, but won okay. Bloomfield's got a lot of talent. I got a relatively big senior class. Got some really good players. A kid by the name of Brett Hopkins, who is their fullback. He used to be their quarterback as a sophomore. He missed last year, his junior year, because he underwent heart surgery last summer. But he's back and at it. That'll be a big ball game. Wahoo, Syracuse. Wahoo is my pet project in C1. That's a football program that has never really had a breakthrough year. They play okay. They play good. They'll maybe get into the playoffs and maybe win a game once in a while. They've got a great senior class. A kid by the name of Greg Milliken's a running back. He's a very good athlete. They play Syracuse, a team that's coming off the four greatest years of the program's history, and they've won as many football games in C1 as anybody in the class the last 4 years. Last year when they played this game, Syracuse turned the ball, or Wahoo turned the ball over 8 times, including 4 times in the red zone, and got beat. Wahoo won't get beat this time. But that's the kind of game that could make Wahoo a legitimate finalist contender in C1, a class that is down this year.
And then their coach, then obviously their coach went to Navy, Tony, after turning the ball over so much last time around. Well, Bob, we're out of time for this week. Enjoy the football games, and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday. Always a pleasure.
All right. Very good, boys. Nice talking with you.
Take care, Bob. Jensen, Land Prep Report. He joins us every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the week that was and the week that will be in high school football. So, now that a lot of these streaks have been broken, we'll see which new streaks will start this weekend, Tony.
Yeah, it should be really interesting. And like Bob said, there's some great games going on in Central Nebraska. Get out and check out a high school game if you haven't made it out yet. Adams Central Aurora should be a dandy of a game. Columbus Grand Island Kearney, Overton, Axtell. The list goes on. Pleasanton, Loomis. So it should be a battle. That was a close game until half last year in the playoffs. And then Pleasant was able to pull away. We'll see if those sophomores from Loomis that are now juniors can raise their level of play and match the intensity of the Bulldogs of Pleasanton.
We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stop by and join us at the Motor Inn for our second Husker lunch of 2010. Steve Sipple is going to give his 3.5 cents worth, which is better than the 2 cents he had in today's paper. He's going to join us to talk Husker football, answer your questions, give you a lunch drawn for great prizes here as well. And we'll talk to Sip when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal Yard Good Time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Going to the post office can take so much time out of a busy schedule. I have a way to bring the post office to you, Stamps.com. It's an approved and licensed vendor of the U.S. Postal Service. All you need is your computer, printer, and Stamps.com to buy and print official U.S. postage for all your letters and packages. It's like having a post office at your fingertips 24/7. It's easy to use and it's convenient. No more trips to the post office standing in line behind Gert. Plus, Stamps.com was awarded the 2010 Software Product of the Year at the American Business Awards. I've used it and friends use it. Quit standing in line behind Gert. Try Stamps.com with my special offer. No risk trial. Plus a $100 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $45 of free postage. But only if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. Stamps.com. Use my name, Colin.
Want to save big dough, big bucks, big cashola? Who doesn't? Then get into Kearney Yamaha now for huge savings. The folks at Kearney Yamaha are offering blowout prices on motorcycles to clear the way for the 2011 models. That means you can save over $2,500 on select new Yamaha Star motorcycles. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today. Save huge cashola and ride home on a new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Great rebates and get financing as low as 3.99%. Hurry in. This deal won't last long. Only at Kearney Yamaha. Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80. Finance offer subject to credit approval applies to purchases of new Yamaha motorcycles made on a Yamaha installment financing loan account from 9-1-10 to 12-28-10. Minimum contract length, 24 months. Maximum length, 36 months. Minimum amount finance, $5,000. Fixed APR of 3.99%, 5.99%, 6.99%, or 12.99% will be assigned based on credit approval criteria. See dealer for details.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy conditions across the area throughout the day today, with a slight chance of a shower storm developing with highs of 77. Southeast winds increase to 10 to 20. There's a slight chance of a shower storm tonight with a low at 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Is the ESPN Radio Superstation. Great to have you with us here on this Wednesday, our second Husker Lunch of the year. We will be, or we are at, I should say, the Motor Inn in Shelton, where folks continue to stream in. You know, Danny, I know it's just like every other farming community. At 12 noon, you get off, you come over to the Motor Inn, you have lunch, and we know a lot of folks are going to be here to listen to Steve Sipple. They're rolling into the door right now, and some of the folks have already here eating a little lunch. Sip going to join us here in just a second.
Yeah, kind of a no-brainer. We're looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to this next hour with Sipple, because no one is closer to this program than Steve Sipple. I'm telling you right now, when Bo gets on the phone and he's not talking to his wife, he's usually on the phone with Steve Sipple.
Well, he might be telling him something. You know, as I've always said, those
Sips. He's usually yelling at him.
You know? When Daddy was in high school, he had the Farrah Fawcett poster. But now that he's out of high school and out of college, it's a Steve Sipple poster.
Oh, for trying out.
So I just want you to know that. I just
hope I'm close.
It's not on my ceiling. It's on the wall.
I heard what Daddy was saying. Where did you come up with 3.5 cents?
Why, I don't know. I was going over your 2 cents, and I just added
what
to that. I
thought 3.5? Where'd you get a half?
I would have thrown in a nickel.
I'll get that up to a quarter.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show before he speaks at our Husker Luncheon today. The story has always been the quarterback. You've been on the Taylor Martinez wagon. That's the latest. And then of course, what you have today in the paper. Is there any other story with this Husker football team? I know Bo was disappointed in the defense when you know that they allowed one touchdown last year to Texas, Oklahoma, and Arizona combined in Western Kentucky. Basically had two touchdowns had they not been ruled the fumble at the end line. Are those the two big stories, or were there some other things that came out of Saturday's game?
Well, I think the two big stories are quarterback and the linebacker situation. You know, that's what everybody will be zoned in on. You know, it's just, you know, everybody was zoned in on the quarterbacks against Western Kentucky. Now I think there'll be two places people will be watching. You know, they'll watch Alonzo, Whaley, and David pretty close and see, you know, we'll all look to see if the defense is organized, a little better organized. It's not like they fell apart, though. I mean, it's just something that we can talk about throughout the week. I don't think there's any reason to panic at all. And like Bo said yesterday, his defenses do tend to get better as the season goes. So, you know, I think he'll be fine. You know, mainly Alonzo Whaley just needed some time. I mean, all he really had was Friday to get ready, and he was they were cramming a lot in his head, and he was trying to basically, you know, have a cram session like Daddy did in college all the time.
I got to be honest. Yeah, I didn't know exactly where you were at. I was trying so much information in this pea-sized brain in such a short amount of time. It just didn't work that well.
Very overwhelming.
It was. I was overwhelmed much of my sober time in college. What little there was there, but you know, nonetheless, yeah. How many linebackers are going to be on the field? You know, Eric Martin was a crowd favorite a year ago. Everybody saw the special teams plays. Everybody's still going, where's he at? We're waiting for this kid to emerge and do all these great things. Is he just a step behind these other guys?
Yes, it's all up here, though. I mean, he has to learn. He has to learn how to make calls. They've asked him to play the Mike linebacker, which you make calls.
It's a quarterback.
Yeah, it's a quarterback, and he has not adapted to that sufficiently to be the starter. I don't think he's far away, but he's got to keep progressing. Will Compton was very good in that area. So I knew Fisher was a big loss, and Compton is a big loss. Those are crucial losses going forward. Now you just got to see as the season progresses how well those other guys can step up.
How long are we talking for Compton? Does anybody want to say? Or
no, nobody wants to say, and I don't think anybody's hiding anything, Anthony. It's just that there's a wide range on the healing process. They just don't know. I don't think Will Compton knows. My guess is it'll be a couple more weeks.
Talking with Steve Sipple here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Motor Inn in Shelton. Our second Husker lunch going on. Come on in, come down, join us. We'll be doing this every Wednesday. Nebraska, and I don't know, nobody's really made a big deal out of this that I've seen or read. And they only ran 58 plays.
Nebraska.
Saturday's football game, and not many more. 62 for Western Kentucky. Game moved along. Everybody was kind of chuckling about it in the press box. That, you know, great, you're going to make deadline, no
right.
problem.
Right.
But gosh, Bo would have loved to have 20 more plays because you looked at Roy only got 7 touches or 8, and Rex only got 7 touches. They did some great things when they touched the football. But can we make any assessment of this offense with so few plays run?
Well, the assessment I make is they're going to run that quarterback more. And that will take carries away from the I-backs, which is fine with them. I asked Rex about that the other day. And I thought, you check, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought Western Kentucky keyed on the running back, and that opened things up for
I was just going to say, they took that I-back away. The quarterback had to run. Right.
And I think you'll continue to see a cat and mouse there where now the defenses might shift back towards Martinez, and that opens things up for the I-backs. So it's a good situation to have, and maybe you'll see more out of that position this coming week. I don't know. I don't think anybody's complaining. I just think with Taylor out there, he's going to get 10 to 12 to 15 carries as long as he's the quarterback. You got to have him run the ball. Yeah, I mean, he really runs the zone read well. And, again, I was talking to Rex Burkhead yesterday after practice. He said what you saw is what he has been doing since the start of preseason camp. Against our defense, against Nebraska's defense. So that's why everybody was kind of laughing on the sideline, like not surprising to them. You know, everybody else was surprised, but those guys have seen it, you know, going back to the spring.
Are you surprised by how Cody has handled this, how Zach Lee has handled this whole situation?
Well, I don't know how Zach handled it because I haven't talked to him. Like, Cody, I'm not surprised, but for a couple reasons. They've been so open about it with the kids. You know, you read Sean Watson today. Brian Rosenthal wrote an excellent story that where Sean pointed out that he doesn't have individual meetings with those quarterbacks. All meetings involve all of them. So there's nothing secret going on. They all know exactly where they stand. And so they knew exactly what was going to happen. And they knew, I mean, let's face it, they watched Taylor Martinez in practice. And Cody even said after the game, it was very interesting, he said, look, he's super fast. He goes, I wish I had that speed. You know, he said, I would love to have it. But, you know, he's got, Taylor's got a rare, rare burst of speed, and he can handle that position.
He's got some other rare stuff, too, as we learned in the post-game press conference.
How's that, Doug?
I think he's going to be an interesting character here.
Well, I don't think he's real loquacious, but you know, that doesn't matter. As long as he's okay with his teammates. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying he's going to be an interesting character for the next 4 years.
I think he will be.
And probably actually be one of them that stays and contributes to the team, like a couple of the other characters that we got. Sip. What, Corey McKeown? Sip, I got to ask you about this. It was the biggest secret since Capone's vault. If they knew Monday, how did nobody else find out about it? I know you guys are digging, but didn't tell them all. Did you know?
I think people found out. Here's the problem that you run into, and I don't mind addressing this on the radio. So just envision us reporting, you know, that he's going to start. And then Bo coming out in his comments and saying, we haven't decided. I think it would look kind of silly. I mean, at that point, you just got to kind of say, we'll just let them handle it, let them kind of handle it. I just think it would look literally kind of silly. Well, the Journal Star's reporting he's going to start, but Bo's saying we haven't decided anything. So, I mean, who are people going to listen to? You know, they're probably going to listen to the head coach.
Well, listen to Steve Sipple.
They're probably not. And then you run the risk of Bo saying, well, hell with it. We'll start Cody then. You know, then you look bad. Excuse my language.
No, yeah, you're fine. I'll give you a hell yeah for coming.
Well, it's good to see you guys. It really is.
Except I got to get
a 3.5 cent thing aside. I don't know.
I want to get a comment on you from Andrew Rodriguez right down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in and playing and obviously going to play a pretty good-sized role with this team this year. To get him on the field, to get him the repetition, they got him already. Do we know early on in camp that they like this kid this much?
And I'm glad you asked. January, I can remember a phone. I mean, you talk about talking to Bo. I do remember a conversation in January where he was driving back from Aurora. You just talked to the kid, and it was probably late January because I think it was around signing day. And, you know, Bo doesn't rave about players very often, right? I mean, he doesn't do it publicly. He doesn't even really do it privately. But he was raving about Rodriguez. I mean, what a big kid. Watch this kid now. Look, I mean, I just met with him. You can't believe the size of this kid. And, you know, and he could play. He can play the game. So, yeah, I knew right away because I always think back on that discussion where I was really taken aback by Bo talking about a guy like that, which he doesn't do very often. And then I know those strength coaches, when he came in, they were flabbergasted by his size. I mean, he's put together. And then when I laid eyes on him at practice, I thought, boy, he just looks like a guy who was put on earth to play, you know, guard, kind of like Daddy.
We heard the report out of practice about the fourth or fifth day when him and Alonzo Whaley mixed it up, and I thought, wow, you're a true freshman. You know, somebody, you know, to do that. Oh, yeah. A lot of people let the guy throw him to the ground, and hey, that's just the way it is. I'm a true freshman. He went back. They went back and forth and really, had it out. It sounded like.
I'm not surprised. I mean, he's been helped by the fact that Brandon Thompson's hurt. You know, I don't know that he would have moved into that role for sure, but with Brandon Thompson's injury, you know, Brandon Thompson's a sophomore from Woodlands, Texas, it kind of opened the door for Andrew Rodriguez. And give Andrew credit. I mean, he was ready. He went through the door.
Steve Sipple, Laker Journal Star, he's getting ready to talk here at the Boner Inn in Shelton for our second Husker lunch. Sip, thanks for coming out. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks, man.
Yeah, it's great to be here, and I look forward to that. Where are we going, Grand Island, next time?
Next time around, a couple of weeks, you'll be in Grand Island.
All right, guys.
All right, buddy. Sean Callahan's up next week when we go to Hastings Keno. And then a couple of weeks, we're over at Schroeder Smoked Food with Steve Sipple in the mall in Grand Island. Marlon's here to check it out, by the way, today, to make sure everything's okay.
Right.
Make sure he made a good investment.
I'll tell you what, he's loving the food here at Boner Inn, just like he loves the food at Schroeder Smoked Food.
Because this is where he started, and then he's expanded to Grand Island here in Shelton. That's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show on this Wednesday. Tomorrow, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, our NFL picks, our Super Bowl picks. Doesn't matter what Sports Illustrated says. It doesn't matter what the NFL Network says. It matters what Gil Brandt says.
That's exactly
right. Daddy's Super Bowl pick is tomorrow. By the way, how'd you do on your college picks over the weekend?
You know what? Had a good weekend. We went 3 out of 4, including, you know what? We did. Well, we missed Oklahoma at Oklahoma State.
I thought we only made 2 picks.
I had 3 picks. Okay. And we threw the Nebraska game in there. They dominated.
They didn't cover the line move. Come on. Oh, you bet it Wednesday.
I bet it
Friday.
On Friday when we, that's the way I do things. Obviously, 3-7.
And we
3-1.
And in the Doug and Daddy Pick'em contest, we destroyed the chump that we went against from Chapman, I think it was.
Yep.
Me and you
feel
both
it.
Going 9-2.
And then you take me on the tiebreaker by a point.
By a point, just to let you know. I mean, I didn't run it in. I didn't run the score up.
No, but we'll take that every week.
I mean, I'm not a Garfield brother. I don't have to do that. I just.
Every week we'll take that. You know what? And then at the end of the year, we'll take the laptop.
We need it, but this Friday we'll do it again. Also tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Idaho quarterback Nate Enderle, the North Platte native, is going to join us on the program. A 4-year starter. He's been banged up a little bit, but pretty clean the last 2 years. He comes into Lincoln, gets to play at Memorial Stadium, and we'll take on the Huskers coming up on a Saturday. So we'll talk to Nate Enderle tomorrow on the show as well. So that's going to wrap things up, but we're going to turn it over to the gang here at the Motor Inn in Shelton. Thanks for joining us on the program today. We appreciate UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, and Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.